It's February, and it's almost time for Valentine's Day. So let's get on with the show that everybody loves, Niner Talk. I'm your host, Taylor Price, and I'm back again to answer your Twitter questions, just like I do every other week of the 2014 offseason. Enough with the small talk, let's get right to the show. Our first question comes in from a familiar name, Scott Price, also known as my dad. He has finally made it to the big time. It's time for his Niner Talk debut. So Doc, he comes in and asks, rank the top five cities that the faithful made their presence felt this year. Well, you got it, Dad. I would say the Niners have support anywhere we go. But if I had to think back on the 2013 season, I was most impressed by the fans in Washington, D.C., AZ, Tennessee, plus the turnout of fans overseas in London. And of course, last but not least, the faithful made sure to send off Candlestick Park in style back in San Francisco. That's a great question, Pop. And by the way, let's get together for a round of golf soon. Your treat. Next up, P-Raw has a question I get all the time. How did you start out in your career and end up with the 49ers? The answer is that I've always wanted to be involved in sports media. I wrote my first sports story on Larry Johnson when I was just 9 years old. That's the reason why he's on my Twitter background, in case you were ever wondering. Fast forward two decades, and I'm with the 49ers, entering my seventh season with the team. I worked as an intern in college, got coffee for Wayne Gretzky, and then went over to Arizona State School newspaper, and I was later fortunate to get this opportunity with my hometown team. I started as a website intern and was promoted to a full-time employee who now hosts this here Niner Talk show for you. If you want to follow in those footsteps, check out the employment link on the bottom of 49ers.com. We're currently looking for interns for the upcoming season. I am Smurf underscore 60, yes, that's a real Twitter name, has this question for us. Do you think Colin Kaepernick is the right quarterback for the team? Yes, I do, Mr. Smurf. Look at what Kaepernick did recently against Seattle's defense and compare that to league MVP Peyton Manning. Kaepernick's dual run pass talents allow the Niners to have a wide open, diverse playbook. He's young and he's hungry, and you also have to love Cap's work ethic. He's already in Miami right now getting ready for the upcoming season. So yes, I would consider Kaepernick the great quarterback in the future for the 49ers. Closing this week's show, Anthony Aguiar wrote in with this. Give me three bold predictions for the Niners this offseason. Well, Tony, there are plenty of bold proclamations that come to mind. But after collecting my thoughts, I whittled it down to just three, and here they are. Number one, Alex Boone will have another animal named after him at the San Francisco Zoo. I hear they have a savage snow leopard who needs a name. Number two, Scott Kegley will beat his 40-yard dash record and will also smoke Rich Eisen's time once again. Number three, last but not least, the man who you would trust your life in his hands, Michael Crabtree, will catch everything this offseason. Well, everything but the season finale of The Bachelor. All right, folks, that's it for this week's Niner Talk. Have a happy Valentine's Day, and we'll talk soon. Deuces.